USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner made a public appearance in a Russian courtroom Monday. Russian officials set a date for her trial for allegedly smuggling drugs through a Moscow airport. The criminal trial was set for Friday, and she was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. G7 countries are set to conclude the three-day summit with an agreement to focus on the rising challenges posed by China. They're set to issue a communique Tuesday that outlines an approach to confronting Beijing over economic policies and human rights issues. 1 in 10 U.S. homes sold in America for the first quarter of 2022 was flipped or bought with the intention of selling, the highest level since the year 2000. NASCAR racing will be in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin this weekend. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Monkeypox vaccines are in short supply in New York City and Washington, D.C. Eligibility in both locations was limited to gay and bisexual men. If you remember the toilet paper hoarding by Americans at the start of the pandemic, then you won't be surprised when Americans are hoarding now.
CVS and Walmart are limiting customers' ability to stockpile emergency contraceptives after a surge in demand followed the Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. A CVS spokesperson confirmed that temporary limits have been put in place and that the company had not run out of Plan B in its stores or warehouses. Planned Parenthood has advised against hoarding emergency contraceptives. In a statement, the organization warned that stockpiling would deprive customers needing them more urgently. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
California is set to become one of the first states in the nation to glorify abortion and contraception in its constitution after lawmakers on Monday voted to advance a constitutional amendment putting the issue on the November ballot. Iran and the United States are expected to begin holding indirect talks in Qatar, with the European Union mediating between the two. The talks set to begin this morning have renewed hopes for a diplomatic solution after earlier talks stalled in March. If the talks are successful, a restored nuclear deal could lead to a return of Iranian oil to the global markets. Oakland County, Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald and 6 other state prosecutors are planning to defy the Supreme Court of the United States on the abortion issue. Ms. McDonald on CNN.
I don't see that I have a choice. I'm not going to prosecute physicians for providing health care and needed procedures for two patients. I'm not going to do that. I don't think that the governor will be unsuccessful, nor do I think the ACLU and Planned Parenthood's suit will be unsuccessful. We have over 100 assistant prosecutors and an office of 200 people in a county of nearly 1.3 million people and an all-time high of in gun violence. We had our first mass school shooting in the state in my county in November. So we have limited resources, and we are not going to spend them on prosecuting doctors.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.